بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد respected علماء الكرام elders my own friends mothers and sisters first of all on behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy and our respected Sheikh Hafidhullah I would like to extend a warm welcome to you all to our 8th annual completion of the Quran ceremony. Alhamdulillah, this program has been taking place now for a number of years, and the objective behind this program is that we can all witness the miracle of the Quran and build our yaqeen and faith once again in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect ourselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very blessed gathering and we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us the tawfiq and ability to take our time on a Saturday evening to come and participate in this program. The Quran, my dear brothers, is the source of guidance for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ This is a source of hidayat for the whole of mankind. It is not specific to a certain era, to a certain part of the world. It is a source of guidance for everyone, right from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right till the day of judgment. It is in need of no change or no reform. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that it can fulfill the needs of humanity right from the time that it was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the last day. And it cancelled out all the books that came before it. Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Sahib Dunyavi rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention that the example of the Quran is like a person who writes a book and over time different versions are printed of this book where certain errors creep in, somebody may change a certain sentence here or a word here or add a meaning on from their own part. So this book that this person wrote or the message that this person is giving, over time it changes. So this person then, he publishes a book finally which comes out in the market and he writes in the forward or on the front cover or the back cover that this is the final and last edition of this book. This is my final book, my final message. The Quran is the final message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. And we as Muslims are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this book, which is actually the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may be a book form in front of us, but the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the sifat and quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why it is of utmost importance that we connect ourselves to the Quran. We have all heard time and again that Hazrat Shaykhul Hind rahimahullah ta'ala, when he came back from the jail in Malta, he said that I have pondered in my time in prison when I was in solitude that what is the reason for the Muslims falling behind in the dunya? What is the reason for their downfall? And he says that I came to the conclusion that there are two things which have crept into this ummah because of which they have lost their honor and their position in the world. One of them is that they do not connect to the Quran as they used to in the past. Whereas this is what gave the Muslims their honor and respect in this world. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَذَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ Through this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He raises certain individuals and nations. Those who hold this kitab close to their heart, to make it a part of their life. When they do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give them that status that they deserve. This is why it is of utmost importance that we connect ourselves to the Quran. And this jalsa that we have organized is for this very maqsad, for this very purpose and objective. It is not that we come, we listen with our ears and we go home. This is not the objective. Alhamdulillah, here at the Islamic Dawah Academy, or any person that organizes a program, it is not only a premier program for entertainment, you come, you listen and you go home. If it was entertainment, there are many forms of entertainment outside.
which may be, as far as entertainment is concerned, more appealing to us. But the objective is that we come, we witness the miracle of the Qur'an so we can appreciate our deen. We can appreciate this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bring this Qur'an into our lives in the very different forms that inshallah will be discussed as the program goes on. So we should all, before the program starts, once again remake our intention that what we have come here for, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this moment that, oh Allah, make this program a success, and make it a success for me, in the sense that what I should take back from this program, I do take back. And I then go back and implement it back into my normal day-to-day life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend His blessings and rahmah down upon this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. We have heard time and again that the du'as are accepted at the time of when the Qur'an, the khatam of the Qur'an takes place. So if one khatam of the Qur'an takes place, the du'a is accepted. It is the practice of the elders that they would, the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, they would gather their family members. It comes about Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, that he would kana yajma'u ahla baytihi. When his Qur'an would finish, because they had a practice of reading the Qur'an on a daily basis, when his Qur'an would finish, he would get his family members together. He had a very large family. And they would make dua and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the time when duas are accepted. Even during the program, we should keep our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep our mind focused. Dua is not only when we raise our hands, or when a dua is made at a specific time. As the program goes on, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua, ask for our needs, inshallah, as the rahmah and blessings come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will most definitely listen to us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to listen very attentively and make this program a means for positive change in our lives, inshallah. Just to start the program off for today, I would first of all call upon a student of Jamia Riyadhul Ulum, Muhammad Mutara, to come and recite some verses of the Qur'an.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون قل أفغير الله تأمرون تعبد أيها الجاهلون ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين وما قدر الله حق قدره وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, taqabbalallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his recitation. There are three ways of reciting the Qur'an. One of them is known as hadr, where a person reads at a slightly speedier pace, as we do in Taraweeh, or we recite our general Qur'an. Then there is tadweer, which is medium pace, which is generally recited in the fara'is salah. And then there is tartil, as we just witnessed now, when the Qur'an is recited in a very slow and calm manner. Generally nowadays people think that tartil is, or they connect tartil with jalsas, with qira'at conferences, and people come and they marvel at the way the person recites, or how long his breath is, or how long he can stretch, or the way he has his tone and his rhythm. Whereas the Salaf-e-Salihin, when they initiated reciting the Qur'an in this manner, it was so they could do tadabbur upon the Qur'an. So they could ponder over the verses of the Qur'an. They were not like us, that they would listen or recite just to enjoy reciting in a certain rhythm, in a certain tone. So it would only be limited to when they sit on a chair or when they're in front of an audience. This was not their habit. Rather, when they were alone, when they would want to ponder over the Qur'an, because when you're reciting fast, then it becomes hard for a person to ponder and recite at the same time. Similarly for the listeners. So the objective was that people listen and they take effect from the Qur'an, because the Qur'an, each and every verse in the Qur'an, it has the power that it can change a person's life. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the true believers are such that when the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah is mentioned, then their hearts start to tremble. And there are so many incidents that we have heard of people changing their life just through one verse of the Qur'an. So we should not limit this to a certain place or a certain time, but rather if a person has the ability to recite in this manner, then he should do so. And similarly when we listen, our intention should not be to marvel at the way the person recites and the way his rhythm is, or how long his breath is. Rather, it should be so that we can ponder over the message of the Qur'an.